faith for healing. Why miracles? I want to minister faith for miracles and faith for healing because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So I will be covering in this teaching on faith for healing, why miracles? Also, I will be teaching on using faith to eliminate time in healing. Speak the word only, receiving miracles. Just as easy to have sins forgiven as it is to be healed, and using the name of Jesus. The church must have healings and miracles, because without healing and miracles, the church's faith and gospel message is all fake, and the world will have nothing to do with us and hate us even more and do all manner of evil against us falsely. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Christ must be followed with miracles, signs, and wonders following as it was with the early church. The gospel of Christ is healing and saving through our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't hear people in the church talk about healing or miracles, but you will sure hear it from me, because I am not going to stop believing in healing and miracles and having them in my own life and God using me to heal and do miracles. I believe the lack of healing and miracles has not only caused the unsaved to not believe in God, but it has also caused even the church to go to the world, depend on mere men for their limited help, and thus deplete, delete, and destroy faith in the healing power, signs and wonders, and miracles of God, and delete, deplete, and destroy in the hearts and minds of the church the finished work of Christ that guarantees healing, miracles, signs, and wonders to follow the preaching of the gospel of Christ through us. The church needs to grow their faith in healing and miracles, or we will not reach this world with the gospel of Christ. Remember, every day we don't preach and demonstrate the gospel of Christ, then Jesus cannot return. People are drawn to miracles. There is an intense desire for miracles because it is mankind trying to reach the unseen God. When miracles stopped or lapsed, people began to worship other gods, and we see lots of that today. I want to give you some reasons for miracles. The first reason for miracles is to separate people from false gods. In 1 Kings 18, the worshipers of Baal were in a contest with Elijah the prophet to prove whose God was really God, Baal or Elijah's God. Of course, Elijah's God won out, performing unbelievable miracle after miracle, proving he is the only true God. People need miracles as proof today God is alive, and the only true God, and the church is who God will use to do it. Many people get into false religions because they don't know anywhere else to go. The church is supposed to be doing miracles and doing them well so that these people will be drawn into the church like they were in Bible times. These people are hurting and are desperate for miracles for their bodies, souls, finances, relationships, deliverance from all kinds of demons and addictions, and so forth. Without miracles in the church, our gospel we preach is not confirmed, and our faith is really fake, and this leads people to false religions than ever before. The second reason for miracles is to demonstrate that Christ has risen from the dead. Miracles are a sign to the world around us that Jesus truly did raise from the dead, and that Jesus is doing the same miracles today and healing them all as he did when he walked the earth, except he is doing it now through the church. The third reason for miracles is to sweep multitudes into the kingdom. It is amazing. One miracle is worth 1,000 sermons. The fourth reason for miracles is people need evidence of the gospel. One man of God said, "If you have no proof, your faith is a fake." So God not only wants us to present the gospel, but demonstrate it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 5, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Paul's speech and preaching were with the demonstration of the Spirit and a power of God. The church can't even heal a fly, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God, people are healed. We see this same demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God to heal in Mark 16 and verse 20. "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. The Lord worked with them and confirmed the word they preached with signs following. He told his disciples and us today that we shall lay hands on the sick in his name and they shall recover. It's not us who make them recover, but it is the demonstration of the Spirit. He is the healer, and he is working with us. We are being used as vessels to give the Spirit authorization to work miracles. Let's talk about that authorization to work miracles through us. Originally, God gave Adam dominion and authority over all the earth. When Adam sinned, he gave that dominion and authority over to the devil, who became his God. God then had no authority to get into the earth realm. He couldn't get back in the earth except through a man named Jesus, the Son of the living God. He had to be authorized. So now when we speak a word of knowledge by the Spirit, one of the gifts of the Spirit, such as God is healing eyes, God is restoring teeth, and so forth, we are giving God access. We are authorizing the Spirit of God to work miracles. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he still heals all that are sick. But he needs access through us to do the miracles. Miracles are not hard. We just need to leave room for God to manifest them. Let's see how we can do that. One thing we need to realize when it comes to miracles is that it is just as easy for God to forgive sins as it is for him to give us a miracle. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 9 and verse 12, we read of an account where Jesus was preaching and some friends of a man sick of the palsy let their friend down from the rooftop to get healed because they couldn't get into the house because of the crowd. Jesus ministered to him and said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Some of the religious people there questioned Jesus forgiving his sins. Immediately, Jesus asked them whether it was easier to say for his sins to be forgiven or arise, take up his bed, and walk. The man then rose, took up his bed, and went forth. See, this is a double cure of sins forgiven and healing for the body. 1 Peter 2:24 shows us this same double cure. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. We see again sins being forgiven and healing for the body coming in the same package. Just like Jesus saved you, he healed you. We see the same double cure in Psalms 103, verse 1 through 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Sins forgiven and healing for the body are a double cure. Some think that it is easier to get saved than it is to get healed, and that is not the truth because we just read it from the scriptures. Somebody just thought that in their carnal, intellectual mind. It's just as easy to get healed as it is to get saved. When you get born again, you are born again by faith. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So you got saved by faith. If you want to get healed, you are going to get healed by faith. The woman with the issue of blood was healed by faith. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and healing virtue flowed out of him. And Jesus said, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. There is no difference. The difference is in our thinking because we have taken healing and subscribed our healing to mere men, and we got to go to them and we got to take medication to be healed, and our faith is in all of that. The woman with the issue of blood had done all of that, spent all she had, but got nothing better. Maybe you are there today. This woman changed her faith in mere men to heal her, to faith in Jesus' healing power, and immediately she was made whole. If we have faith in God, then we won't need to wait 6 months to be healed, take several treatments, or just have to live with something, because faith is a higher law, higher reality than all of that, for faith has no time. Faith eliminates time. Let's show you that. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are saved, and we are healed by faith in God. Both salvation and healing are gifts we don't have to get through our own efforts. We just need to believe. Take God at his word. There was a woman who had been diagnosed with cancer. She went back to the doctor, and he found no cancer. Her pastor asked her, What do you think is the biggest reason for you to manifest that? And she replied, I never let myself say what they said. We got to see that if we say what the professionals say, then we are in agreement with them. But if we say what the Word says, then we are in agreement with the Word, and we get the Word's results. We need to realize there is the faith side to healing, and we don't need to agree with what the professionals diagnosed, but we are going to agree with what Jesus said about us. We can do it God's way and not man's way, and that's a true miracle. I'm talking about a miracle for you and not healing. You can get healed over time even if you believe God, but you can be whole right now. I am telling you, with a miracle, there is no time. I am talking about what Jesus worked were miracles with no time. We haven't been taught this, and we have settled for time for things to be healed. The Bible tells us, James 5, verses 14 and 15, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We got to teach healing is as easy to receive as when we received our salvation. And we need to teach miracles because it hasn't been taught, and the church is as sick as the world and going to the world to get healed. It is as easy to get healed as it is to get saved. Say that with me. It is as easy to get healed as it is get saved. I'm talking about getting healed out of stage 4 cancer right now. Let's see Jesus doing such impossible healing. In Matthew 15, it tells us Jesus healed the maimed. Maimed means some body part was cut off. It is as easy to get a new part on your body as it is to get saved. Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. It was just as easy for Jesus to tell the people their sins were forgiven as it was, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk." It was just as easy for their sins to be forgiven as it was for them to be whole of their infirmity, whether physically, mentally, and emotionally. For us to get the sick healed, we need to make it clear to them. It is just as easy for God to forgive their sins as it is for God to heal them, and he wants to do both. Many think healing is hard. They think the sicker they are, the harder it is to get healed. Jesus said, Mark 2, verse 9, whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," or to say, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk"? This man couldn't walk, and they let him down through a roof to Jesus to heal him. Jesus asked the scribes there, who were reasoning in their minds, which is easier, to have sins be forgiven or be healed? In Jesus' mind, there is no difference, meaning it takes the same faith to get you saved as it takes faith to get you healed. Lots of times, people make a difference. I can get saved, but I don't know about getting healed. No, God wants you to be a witness for him. That's what God is doing. God is making you whole in your spirit through the new birth, whole in your soul through getting your mind renewed, and whole in your body by getting your body healed, and right now. God wants us whole in every area, right now. He is the one who has made this all possible for us. So why would he not want you healed and made whole and right now? Look at it this way. It is just as easy for you to get healed as it is to get saved. To get saved, you confess the Lord Jesus as your Savior and believe God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. All of this is by faith. The same is about your healing. All you have to do is receive by faith. The roadblocks have been things like unbelief. We have been told something else and condemnation, and we are still thinking about what we did years ago or fear what will happen to us. Get all of that out of the way and just receive by faith. It is easy to get healed and made whole right now. I want to pray for you right now. I pray for each one of you. Father, I pray right now for the healing anointing on them right now in Jesus' name. No matter what the sickness, disease, or infirmity or diagnosis, you have healed them from it all. You are their healer, and you have healed them right now. I say to you, in Jesus' name, be healed. Father, thank you for healing every person right now, every person listening to this audio. You are now born again, and you are now healed, and you are made whole right now in Jesus' name. Now thank the Lord for it.